Yes. You know what's up, man. It's been a minute.
It's been a while.
But you already know what it is. Fan talk. Beautiful Saturday morning. Just got done getting some music done. It's great time. You already hear those voices. I got Winter to my right.
Yeah.
Winter looking kind of swole these days, man.
Baby.
Winter looking kind of swole these days, man.
In the garage, man.
We chilling. Garage. Fan talk. We got my man CY on the other end behind the camera. We got a nice official show for you. We back and we going to be consistent now. Things is going well. What's up, man?
We back to it, man. I don't even know how many weeks it's been. It's been a while, but we back.
Yeah,
man.
I'm trying to figure out how to even start this thing out. Like, what to say? Awkward conversations turn to normal conversations, right? No, yeah. Me and my brother never had awkward conversations. But it's been a great month in hip-hop. Great for the culture. We're a cultural-based show.
We've been on a little run of some stuff happening.
A lot of stuff happened. We finally got Ross, which we've been waiting for a year and a half,
yeah,
it felt like.
We've been predicting every week for the last 3 weeks. Our last 3 years, it feel like.
Well, let's get into it. First and foremost, Power starts August 25th.
Oh, we back.
We back. I know me and CY have been definitely going back through. One, we went through all the episodes. We started just rewatching.
Oh, went fresh?
Yeah.
Ooh,
got to.
Ooh.
It's been a smart decision, I would say,
you know
thus far.
Time I hate in Power? The era where him and Angela was like, where was they in, like, Florida or whatever they went?
Went to Miami?
Oh, man, I hate that era. Like, that was just like a terrible, like, little.
Why?
I just hate that time. The girl with the little high top. Sneakers, I was killing everybody. Yeah, man.
That girl, that was a random girl. She was a hitman or assassin?
Yeah.
That was a random girl, but she got.
Ain't no killer in high-top sneakers.
Nah, that's what you
that
think.
Right
that's
now.
Why they kill.
Nah.
Because it's least expected.
Nah, you can't even move in them.
You don't need to move to shoot.
You got to move to run.
Yeah, you do
got
to run.
She was running out of there, shaking ghosts in the alleyways.
Yeah, Dre got her. That's the story I'm waiting to see to develop.
Yeah, that's the story that people don't talk about.
The Dre story is the story to be.
And that's the story that you don't really see the in the trailer and stuff like that. They don't show Dre too much. They don't really highlight Dre, but that's a key story. It seemed like he turned snitch. He went Tekashi on him. That's what it seemed like.
Tariq might be working. You think Tariq and Dre going?
I don't know.
I feel like Tariq's loyalties are bigger. Like, based on rewatching it, Tariq loyal to Dre like crazy.
I think Tariq is not loyal to no one. He's becoming Ghost. He doesn't want to, but he became where his own interest is the only one that matters. And he's going to do a lot of double crossing things. And it's going to end with Tariq being the guy. I feel like that's my prediction.
Tariq's the guy.
Tariq's going to be the guy at some area. He may not be in the same.
Is Tariq in Ghost or did the Ghost die?
I think Ghost has to die or go to jail.
Ghost gotta go to jail. But that nigga kills niggas and goes eat pizza like it's nothing.
You know what I mean?
That nigga will really stab you and then go to the club.
Yeah, I mean, he has to die.
The way he kills is ruthless.
He's been fugitive number one for like... He's been on America's Most Wanted list. Like, everyone knows he's king.
The way Ghost kills is just ruthless. Like, that's...
Come on, man.
So Tommy's my favorite character, I must say.
I don't know, man.
I like it.
His intellect's not there, you know what I mean?
You think Tommy's dumb?
Yes. Yes, he's been played by every single person he's come across.
Because he's on that stuff.
He's
pretty much portraying the image of a nigga on that stuff.
He just trusts you.
But yeah, we got that coming August 25th.
Yeah, man.
I mean, any bold predictions you got before we just... I don't want to skip past that.
Tariq.
Are we still... Okay, well, Tariq is the bold position. My bold prediction is that... It's Angela and Ghost at the end. Everybody's wiped off.
We don't even know if Angela's dead or not.
Then the trailers show her not being dead.
But it kind of like leaves it up to like that could be like fruition or flashback type thing. We don't really know. We don't know if that's the first, you know what I mean? Like the first episode could be her dying or it could be, you know.
Ghost might
know.
Ghost is definitely going to prison.
I know you're 50 ain't playing. 50 got something up his sleeve. He's not gonna go out like Game of Thrones.
But then they say they got another season potentially, or is that a joke?
They got like some preludes that they're gonna do and stuff like that. And
that's when Tariq takes over.
No, I think they're just gonna really talk about
the backstory when they were kids.
Yeah, Kanan got to come back to life. You know what I mean? He's not just gonna kill us.
I would like to see what like their kid.
It's gonna be who taught them, how they came up in the game. It's going to be like a whole thing with some other characters. And then that end of that first season is going to be like the little kid in the corner happens to be Kanan or a Ghost or something like that.
I'm excited for that type of show.
It's going to be fire.
If they are doing that type of show. So let's go. This is a crazy transition, but I've been behind. But are we going to do that fantasy?
I'm ready.
All right, all right. I'll throw it. See why you doing fantasy with us,
fam. We're not gonna have nobody to join.
We'll have the same squad.
I hope so. Man.
The same crew, our same core. As long as we got Tony, Dre, you, me, Anthony, and then we add a couple more, like always. Bryce, hopefully Bryce is not in two of them like he usually is.
See, man. It's
but I'll send it out today.
Close.
You know how to adjust. We had to do our thing, but we back. We're gonna send those out. But NFL football is kicking off preseason. I haven't watched any of it, so I can't even give you nothing.
I've seen highlights. But preseason is such a terrible gauge of what teams are going to be. So
because the biggest thing, because I'm a Cardinals dude, was the Kyler, the safety. I'm like, man, he playing a series.
Yeah, he not really good though.
They said they were like, there's plenty of times when he took safety, he could have took off for like 30 yards. Yeah. He chose not to.
Yeah,
they were saying in that series he did bad. There was opportunity for him to really bust loose. He was like, he just chose not to do it.
I'm excited to see what Kyler going to do. I think he's going to be good.
I think he'll be good for us. I think he can get us to the playoffs. With a Larry and a David, you can get us to the playoffs.
You know I'm number
it's
one.
It's up to that defense.
Redskin Nation, man. I'm happy with what we're going to do on defense. Haskins, I don't really know. I don't know.
I heard he's looking good.
He looked all right. We're going to see. I don't want him to start right away. Let's go ahead and put Case Keenum out there first. And then let's bring Haskins in later on.
Haskins may have to take that year.
I'm fine with that.
Take that year.
Let's get Alex Smith back, hopefully. If not, Alex Smith.
He's hurt?
Yeah, he like broke his entire lower half or something. I don't know. He's been out for a minute.
He broke his whole lower half.
He's not coming back no time soon.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's a wrap.
At what point would you retire? I kind of think I was getting DeMarcus Cousins.
I was about to say that. At the DeMarcus Cousins point, he needs to retire.
He got man. That's terrible.
Unfortunately, because it's like he was barely getting contracts now, damn near felt like.
You got
like,
an Achilles and an ACL? Man, you're giving us 30 games.
That's tough.
Giving us 30 games. I'm not trying to save you to the back in the playoffs because you obviously didn't do that much in the playoffs. You did enough, but you wasn't ready. He didn't get in shape until late in the finals. And that was a bit, I saw that because he played well in the finals, but he didn't get in shape.
Do you keep him around if you're the Lakers? Can you cut him?
I don't know if that's NFL only where you have that injury thing.
I'm going
to
let him go.
I might let him stay let him stay on the back end on IR, get a ring. Get a ring.
By the time he's able,
because he's gonna retire, so give him a ring, let you go.
By the time he's able to play, like he gonna throw off all the mojo that they got working. Like if they even are good, like if they have something working, he gonna come in and throw all that off, slowing the ball all the way down. He really wasn't doing nothing for Golden State.
He did win them one game.
He was solid, but he wasn't like. It's that Kevin Love syndrome. Once you leave that place that they just need you and you're with some people that, you know, can really ball, it's like, how nice are you? We ain't talking about Kevin Love in that, 4 years.
Yeah, Kevin Love's been... he's been
is he in the league?
He's with the Cavaliers.
Is he playing? Did he play last year?
I don't know. I didn't focus on Kevin Love last year. He don't got LeBron on his team.
That's what I'm saying.
JR wasn't playing good enough for me to watch. I watched JR before I watched Kevin Love.
The Cavs did JR so dirty last year. They just had him not show up. They just told him don't come.
And would you want to look at the man that didn't know how to call a timeout?
At the end of the day, LeBron was gone.
Isn't he getting talked to the Lakers? Didn't they bring him in?
I don't know. They got Danny Green, so
I mean
JR. No, you know JR. I think he needs to get minutes. You can't have a disgruntled JR.
Bad for LeBron. He had to do that. For Melo, he had to do that first take like that. That was like, man, Melo, you could have saved that if you would have just listened to everybody else when you first.
I didn't
could've
feel
listened.
Bad for him, but it's just like
you should have listened when everybody told you.
Well, what to what?
Yeah, you was a bench player.
Yeah, but that's a tough pill to swallow.
And that
Melo was like.
We know what Melo was,
one B.
But there's a point where you gotta stop. You gotta stop lifetime fitnessing us, and like
even they're hooping.
Even they're hooping, but it's like, bro.
Even they're hooping, but
like, Melo, get a little pie.
Nah, Melo's still nice.
Pull up a little pie and work your way back.
Dwayne Wade
worked his way back in the star lineup and stuff. That happens.
I want him to retire, but I want him to come back to the playing with the big three with Dwayne Wade.
You got your jersey on. You an advocate.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Black-owned business. Shout out Cube. good people at
Big shout out Q. That is a nice little jersey though.
Appreciate it, man. Yeah.
It made me want to get one of those, but it's all good.
But yeah, he needs to come back to the Big Three. I mean, what you want to come off the bench? Like, he'll be like seventh, eighth man, damn near.
Melo,
but he's nice. That's the cold part about it. Like, he's nice.
But nah, Melo's nice at the gym. And Melo in the game bricks everything.
I was about to say, he's
bricking everything.
He really did have a chance.
That man misses every shot. That shit.
Off.
That shit is weird. You're showing us all these buckets you're getting, and when the game starts, you're not making nothing.
I don't know what
it looked good, but if it's not going in, we can't do nothing for you.
What it is,
that's all you do is score. You don't play no defense.
All he does is shoot, too. Like, that's what he does is shoot.
If that's not going in, what do we do with you? You're not playing defense. I'm blown by you. So,
Melo, you're a legend.
You are a legend, but it's like reality's reality. When I busted my hip, I realized I was done.
Every generation has those guys that are just that great that just don't want to ring in. Melo's our guy.
He's Charles Barkley.
He's Allen Iverson.
He's Allen Iverson. But Allen Iverson still got a Reebok shoe.
Melo got the Melo 2.5. Them was hard.
Those was hard.
Them was hard. The only one he had.
Those with the blues.
The one with the back, just the back part of
Man, every kid had Melos.
Melo had the worst.
You know, Melos were like the cheap, probably cheapest selling drawer. Had to be cheapest selling drawer.
CP3's are trash.
CP3's barely hit the shelves.
CP3 has cross trainer Jordans. That's what his Jordans look like. I'm anxious to see what Zion do with Jordan, because them CP3's are, you've seen them CP3's.
CP3's are terrible.
You'd be walking by CP3, you'd be like, Jordan, these are CP3's? Oh my god.
Man, that's like when you go on 2K, you see them CP3's, like, they'd be free, like, I don't even want to put those in my closet.
I don't even want to
fucking take the chance of messing up my hard drive space over some CP3's.
Hot garbage.
He had the little green ones in spiral, like, bro, what are you doing?
Oh man, them is terrible.
Are we running a marathon or are we running a point guard?
Jordan needs to do better by his team.
Yeah, he'd be making sure their shoes is ugly.
Who has the best team Jordan?
The best team Jordans were in the 90s.
No, the best
and they team, weren't even his. They weren't even right, nobody's. Right, they were his.
That's right.
They were his Jordans.
The best team Jordans is for the guys that's just on Team Jordan that has the colorways and the colorways that we ain't
the
seen.
Best team
Ray
Jordans,
Allen had the best team.
Ray Jordans. Allen and Vin Baker, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Other than that,
Ray Allen was like, you know what? Keep the signature shoe. Just give me the dope colorways.
Yeah, just put it in green. Let me sign a signature on the heel so you know it's my version. Mm-mm. The 13 Ray Allen versions. Let me go ahead and do that.
Fire.
Let me just do that. He was smart. Zion gonna have some fucking military boots.
Is there any player with a really quality Team Jordan shoe? Oh, Russ got Russ's.
I wanted to talk about that.
I like them. I like the Russ Westbrooks.
I like the zip up ones.
I like the crazy ones, the what nows or whatever them joints is.
The what nows are pretty dope.
Dwayne Wade might have had the best shoe in the last 2 years.
If niggas ain't even know about it because he's an agent company.
Fire shoes.
He has fire shoes and designs on the heels and sole.
Yeah, you can get some on the low too, like the different colorways if you go to the website. I was thinking about it one day. I was like,
Yeah, you always be trying to get, I got some new Ewings.
You know what I mean?
I'm still getting my Ewings too. Forget that.
I got the Dwayne Wade's.
Then Dwayne Wade's like 200.
Yeah, but he got some of the season ones that's on sale now. No one ever saw them. No one ever copped them. The first ones he brought out with the crazy colors, no one ever got.
Would you go back and grab the Converse version, Wayne? Just said Dwayne just tag them.
The Converse Dennis Rodman.
Those would be a pickup with the spiral sun.
Yes,
and those would be a pickup to get. That would be a
Converse
pickup.
Converse that it was an era where Bron Artest was wearing Converse like early on, but I gotta find a picture of it. There was
you know too. What you know what you sent. The other day, the Jason Kidd with the air bubble. If I get those, I got to get those Grand Hills that got stolen from me.
Yeah.
Those are a dream shoe to me to this day.
But when you find them, they don't even mark them like Grand Hills no more. So it like takes or, away. Or the I'm ones, like, bam, remember Grand Hills.
The first two Fila joints. I got the Grand Hill 1 and 2 has got to be in my closet eventually.
Yeah. So Fila, y'all definitely need to put Grand Hill's name on them shoes because that definitely hurts my heart every time I see them and I don't see Grand Hill's name because I definitely tried to look at them too. And I'm kind of a high ticket for the feelers. I ain't gonna front.
You know, I still got the Kobe number. I got the crazy twos. Good condition. Somebody tried to put a bid in for them. I don't know if I can get those up. I'm gonna wait another 5 years. I'm like, what's worth 100 could be worth 500. I got the number, the second Kobe's ever invented for the low. Y'all need another price. But let's get into some
NFL.
Let's talk about NFL because We talked about the NFL preseason, but we want to talk about Jay-Z.
Jay-Z partnering.
Partnering with the NFL.
What you feel about
that? I'm mixed. I'm not gonna lie, that sitting there like I'm like, yeah, Jay-Z's I'm kinda torn.
Well, are you mixed from what standpoint? Like from the standpoint like
from being the standpoint with Cap, of Aaron Reed and Cap and the standpoint of being with Jay-Z. I don't think here's where I'm at. Jay-Z doesn't have the right to say who's past kneeling because he's right about that situation. You can't say that.
Okay.
I will say that you can't be proactive what you're doing, but the way he said it and you look at his face, it looked a little like nigga.
I think he
shouldn't have said that. I think he shouldn't even mention like, you know what? The players are gonna still do what they're gonna do because they still feel a certain way and I'm gonna be behind and support those players. But I'm gonna be the person that's more proactive to trying to get a change on in the systematic side of it. That's what I would have been like.
I feel that, but he answered the question directly. The person said, "Would you kneel?" And I think for him, if you asking me, do I kneel as a player? He's thinking as a player, like we're past. If I was a player, I'm past kneeling.
You don't think
what are we doing?
You think Jay-Z has that right to say that? That's what I'm asking. He doesn't have that right to say that.
He's never been a player. But that's the whole point of the question. The person's asking you if you were a player.
He's technically Roger would Goodell. You kneel? He's technically a Roger
that's
Goodell
not the
version.
Question. The question is if you were a player, would you kneel? That's the question that was literally asked. Would you kneel if you were a player?
I don't think you should answer it.
He asked you. That's what they're there to do. Let me give you my. I don't care about Colin Kaepernick having a job at all.
It's not about the job.
Eric Reed, you need to quit.
Eric Reed, you got to check.
If you are so mad that people are partnering with the NFL, you've signed two deals with them He took a settlement. He was part of that settlement. And he signed a contract with the league. So if you're so upset about people partnering with the NFL, you need to quit.
This is not what it wasn't. He's not mad about the partnership. If you read it, he was talking about the kneeling part. He goes, he doesn't have the right to say that.
But he was answering as a player. The person said, if you were a player, would you kneel? And he's answering
now
as a player.
Now,
we're past that.
I taking the perspective out of it, like Eric Reed has to understand everybody's different. He should be worried about himself.
That's the part that's so.
He should be worried about himself and what he's going to do.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter what. It doesn't matter what Jay's doing. But I'm saying from Jay, like being a player, like you probably shouldn't. Like,
listen,
I would probably be like, look, if it was me, no, but I don't know what they're going through.
You go to different churches, right? People go to different churches and you see how different people praise. Why is Eric Reed expecting someone to go about
and that's why I say Eric Reed
the same
did it
way
wrong.
I did.
That's why I say Eric Reed wrong. He should have took a breath before he answered that question. He should have took a couple of days. He was ready to snap back as Jay-Z.
It's
an opportunity.
Don't hold
but
me to the same thing you hold yourself to.
I think that the way it came off how Jay answered it is probably what made the reaction.
I thought what he said.
After that was great. Like
I thought it was a very
Jay-Z's
good
tackling from a systematic standpoint. He's going to fix it.
He's going to
have his own team. They're going to probably wear all black like all of them. They're going to have Nubian helmets like Brooklyn. It's probably going to be an NFL team moving to Brooklyn. But it's like
at the end of the day,
I think that he should have clarified like, hey, no, we're past that, but there are players in there that may not be.
But he made it very clear. I want to be very clear. This portion of kneeling is necessary. This is a very necessary part of protesting. The next step is action items.
I will say that.
Eric Reed and Colin Kaepernick's. Does he even have a camp? Does he have a camp? Because we don't hear nothing from
Colin Kaepernick. Was a little fluffy when I was watching the videos and working out.
I'm like, I'm so tired. I'm very tired of this because. What do you want them to do?
We do have to get to a point where it's like...
You want no one to do nothing? Do you just want people to just continue to kneel? Like, what do you want... What is Eric Reed's next option for anybody to do then? Because he made his choice when he took a settlement. He took a settlement and then signed with them. Like, I don't want to hear nothing. If I was in the NFL, I feel like they have... He's lucky he don't... He must not be in a right-to-work state. Because if I was on there... I would have fired him. Could you imagine an employee coming to work every day and at this point, still, like, you're paying him a check. You're paying him a check and he's still upset with you.
Yeah, that'd be ridiculous.
Could you do that?
Well, I've been that employee and I just left.
But could you be someone giving me money and I'm saying stuff about you?
Never. You know that. Come on.
Come on, man.
Yes. But...
Come on.
I understand. Eric, at the end of the day,
that's what I'm saying. He made his choice to be with
Eric
him.
Eric is more probably... Eric.
If you don't want to be with them, then don't be with them. Talk about him as you want.
He has to take that personal side out of it. I see both sides. I think that, you know, there was a way to answer it. I still think there's a way that Jay could answer it where it wouldn't have touched Eric's soul. And I think Eric should have took a breath and really rewashed.
I agree. Both of them.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's happening live. It's happening. And, so, and to put a button on this, not to say Jay-Z is going to do any... The time will tell. Time will tell if this was just a money move. I'm not saying Jay-Z is going to do nothing.
I mean...
Like, I'm saying he has the right to make a deal because you made a deal.
Do you feel like Jay-Z, you made money moves.
But Jay-Z also has been the but top of injustice. But he's also been
part of injustice, even in our own state.
The only, like, the main voice. Much. Like, what... Oprah and him, like, no one's talking about nothing until Jay-Z says brings stuff up.
Jay-Z be putting his money
They're literally, like, literally these other black leaders don't say nothing. Don't do nothing. People damn near wasn't even... The Free Meek stuff, when Jay-Z and Beyonce said something about it, then it changed. It was like, oh, Beyonce said Free Meek on a song, and then they got free. Like, they're the top of making change. Like, people ain't doing nothing.
Then they came Kardashian. Mean?
Like, how many times does... How much change has P. Diddy made?
Diddy's making a band. Don't disrespect Diddy.
But I'm saying for black people. What does Dr. Dre... What initiatives does Dr. Dre start?
Dr. Dre did number makes some expensive headphones.
You know what I'm saying? Like, these people... Like, people are mad at the one person who's doing...
But you know that's how it's going to be.
Trying to do anything.
That's how it's going to be.
No one's even...
That's how it's going to be. That's historical content.
Trying to do anything,
the person that does
Other than LeBron. LeBron and Jay-Z.
LeBron and Jay-Z are...
Only people.
Shout out to LeBron.
Of that magnitude.
LeBron got thousands of people citing Taco Tuesday. That's crazy.
And... Beyonce has more. I'm not gonna have the beehive at it. Beyonce has a little bit more power than Jay-Z. Jay-Z does form like you know what I'm saying. Like,
I don't know.
I'm saying like as far Jay-Z as influence.
Jay-Z is a powerful human.
If Beyonce was like go like this, all the women gonna go and all the men gotta go because all the women going.
Yeah, Beyonce control a lot.
Yeah, but let's get off of this. Shout out to the Hov. Shout out to the NFL because I'm watching.
I'm watching.
Are you watching?
We've been watching. We doing family. You know what I mean? Fantasy.
Like.
I boycotted for like 3 months. And I was like, you know what? My barbecue Sundays is kind of boring without touchdowns.
But the thing
is, so I went back.
I don't want to beat this up, but Colin Kaepernick never even said to boycott. The man ain't told us to do nothing.
That ain't back.
He ain't said a word.
That man wants to be back in the league.
That's what makes me so upset. Can you give us some direction, then, Colin?
Yeah.
Can you have a press conference? Give us the direction you think we should go in, man.
That's a good idea.
He ain't saying nothing.
I like that. That's nice.
But yeah, you know, I done had a lot stored up on this topic, so that's why I'm animated.
Oh, we gotta get our top 50 list.
Yeah, the list had a lot of people. We dropped the top 25 list last week. The top 50 was running rapid online. We felt it was necessary to drop the top 25 for our list? Era.
You have the list so we can go through?
I can cue that up.
I just have you lying. Just say them out. We don't gotta go through each individual.
Yeah.
Say all 25. There was a lot of busterism. On social media.
I will say, if I would go back and make it again, I would have just kept all the legends off.
Yeah, lucky I didn't put Don. Did you put Don Kennedy on there?
No, but he was on. You remember the early list?
They was lucky Don Kennedy.
We went through hella
Don Kennedy, top 25 is going to be 15 for me, at least.
Yeah. I have Hov, Kendrick, Drake, Wayne, Cole, 50 Cent at 6, Kanye.
Ooh, I'd have threw him up a little bit.
Who?
50.
Again.
I'm 5 and 50 at least.
Again. You was in this group chat.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with the.
Exactly. Go ahead, keep going. Everybody was in this group chat.
Keep going.
Nipsey, Rick Ross, Andre 3000, DMX, Nas, Meek Mill, T.I. Most of y'all didn't have DMX on y'all list. Okay, Ebro, you didn't have DMX on your list.
You can't knock a nigga for a little crack. That nigga was a good rapper.
DMX.
Yeah, I'm slipping. I'm falling. I DMX? Can't get up.
Come on, man. That's a
X gonna give it to you. Legend. I played it for every basketball game.
That's a complete legend. E-40, Wale, Nicki Minaj, The Game, Snoop, Eminem, Fabulous, Big
Sean. And we threw Nicki on there.
Wiz, Cameron, Jeezy. And once you get past like 15, it's like, all right, fam.
People are probably mad about the Andre 3000 being so low.
He shouldn't be that high.
Yeah.
Keep it a bean.
There's some Andre 3000 songs I'm like, what?
But
there's a lot of Andre 3000 songs I'm like, that's hot.
There's a lot of Andre 3000 verses that's hot.
That's a good point.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we have the Love Below.
Love Below is...
It was a good album.
It was a good album.
Especially if you play that thing right now, he was way ahead of his time. I played that probably like a few months back, and I was like, whoa, Andre was bodying. Like, this is fire right now. Like, fire right now. But
Spread is my favorite. Spread's my favorite song on Love Below.
He was bodying that. But there's not really, you can't, you know what I'm saying? You don't got no bodies of Andre 3000 work. We just don't.
He retired pretty early. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? I saw a lot of disrespect to Lil Wayne. I don't understand, like.
That's weird. Because Lil Wayne ran for like, I would be 5 to 6 years, it was all Wayne country.
There's never been.
From 2007-6 to.
Crazy run.
But my whole college career, Wayne ran that whole college.
Has there ever been anyone else that has literally, like, truly, truly been, that people have been like, he's better than Jay-Z?
Wayne's the only person that. He's close.
But it's still like.
But they're still like, nah. Will
be like,
but Wayne, at one point, niggas didn't think. At one point, Jay wasn't even being talked about like this.
I would fight you to death at that time, at that era. Like, are you kidding me?
Wayne was the best
rapper. Wayne's the best rapper. And it, you know, he didn't. Some rappers continue to grow. Jay-Z has been ahead of the curve, and his flows are always. For the next generation,
Jay got better with time. And that's how it goes.
Yeah,
and that's the stuff people don't want to say neither. Jay got better with time. You know what I mean? Like, he's rapping really good now as opposed to when he first came out. Like, Big Pimpin' sounds better to me now than it did then.
Like, he still has new flows.
Yeah. So, and people don't want to ever admit that. Like, don't forget you guys didn't like Reasonable Doubt, all you East Coast people at first.
For a long time.
Don't forget that, you East Coast biased people. Reasonable Doubt wasn't being talked about. But you know what's being talked about on our side? Chronic, Snoop, Doggy Style.
Greatest intro album.
This moment they dropped, that was being talked about. Reasonable Doubt took a couple years. So don't act like we not listening, we not seeing what's going on out there. You know what I'm saying? We still put a lot of East Coast dudes on there. How come did you ever put like a Bun B, Pimp C, and an honorable mention there?
It was top 25, and I've...
Because Bun B, Pimp C, they could probably slip into 25.
I would agree with that, but at the same time, like, then I would, for me personally, then I would get into a debate of, like, is that a group? Then I would be like, A-Ball MJG.
You know what no one talks about,
like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
CeeLo Green, where is he at as a rapper? Because he is a dope rapper.
Put him in the group.
Because Goody Mob was pretty crazy. Was you though? Because he came out his own joint.
I feel like majority of people would say that CeeLo by himself as a solo artist has done more singing.
That nigga has a crazy voice.
Yeah, it's amazing.
He's the only nigga that song he's from still from the 70s.
Yeah, but as a rapper, I would put him in a group for sure.
Let's see what we got. But yeah, so we said to say we really thought about the top 25 when it does its thing, when it listens to music. For almost as a second religion. Sorry, I don't know if that's wrong to say, but that's what it does. You know, so he's thoroughly deep into the songs that he heard. I probably never heard, but I do get in my top 25. Everybody that's on that list, I've listened to thoroughly. Busta Rhymes. Method Man and Busta Rhymes. Are we disrespecting them? And maybe Red? And maybe Red. Maybe but Red.
Again, I said it was specific. That was for
they would era. Be top 50, though.
But for, top
Method 50 Method sure. Man like would be top...
I can throw Method in
25. Maybe. I wouldn't do it, but I could see him being in top 25.
There's so many cases. Like, there is no right or wrong list. Like, you could obviously make a case for Redman. You could obviously make a case for Busta Rhymes. Like, they all have it, but it's
so
like,
do we do R&B next and get cussed out or what?
We'd do like
10, 15.
It'd have to be like
15. It's going to be strictly our era from when we realized.
It'd have to be real tough. Are you putting R. Kelly on there?
Hell no.
It's tough.
You have to put him. You have to put an asterisk by it.
For what?
No, you can't put him on there. It's like when USC got caught for
who's number one R&B.
It's like when USC got caught for cheating. They got their championship taken away.
Then who's number one then?
That's more weak up. My number one off the top of the dome.
If it's not R. Kelly, it's R. Kelly.
It's never been R. Kelly to me though.
He was never number one in R&B. Then who is it?
I don't listen to R. Kelly like that. Man. Honestly, my number one, my favorite R&B singer is Rafael Sadiq. All right, if I'm being complete,
let's go to the next man.
Yes, yeah, so if I'm being completely honest, we different.
You can't go through no Rafael Sadiq album for me. Don't look at me like
go
you can.
Go listen to Rifle Love.
But when you turn on that 2P2, you've seen the whole thing.
Yeah, I can.
Okay, I would stop now. Stop it.
We're not. He doesn't get to be there. He doesn't get to be there. He didn't put that on himself.
I went and saw Denzel Rollins in stand up like last week. Yeah, yeah, R. Kelly whole bit. And he was like, R. Kelly said, ooh, 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 ah, ah, ah. I'm like, oh man, fire!
Hey,
stop! Don't.
He can't be there. He can't be there. It doesn't matter. He did it.
Yeah, of course.
You gotta. He has to get blacklisted. Nothing you can do.
We're not doing an R&B list.
Okay, I guess we can't do an R&B list.
Let's
but
get to the new music.
New music. We got. Oh, go ahead, man.
We talked about Joe Budden and Nicki Minaj had a lot this week. But
let's get that. Let's get that next week. Let's get that next week because I want to watch it. Let's get into this Rick Ross. I mean, that's the only review we got right now. That's the one I've been sitting with. I know there's some new music that you're gonna go over and talk about. But let's give you a couple more minutes on this Ross. Good quality album, quality album. I actually
had it high. You didn't like it as high
as in comparison. Initial listen, no. I also took 5 or 6 songs. I'm gonna keep you in my rotation. But then today is when I actually got to like kind of sit with it. You know, no TV on, just cleaning up in a vibe, and I was like, okay, this sounds way different than when I was going to work, but deal with little kids and stuff like that.
I really enjoy it.
I actually can say now I enjoyed it to the point where Ross is Ross always does. He's gonna be top five. He's gonna be a top fiver probably. I would give him a B, no plus, no minus, just a solid B. It's good work. Just because I could have did without Act a Fool. I could have did without Act a Fool.
That's one song.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't like the way he shouldn't have started with that. Because that kind of, I was like, I skipped the first song. As soon as it started, skipped it.
I agree with that. So, but you know what I mean? From 2 to 8,
he bodies it.
And that's a crazy.
And then in the back end, I think there was a little bit of throw ins. And I was like, okay. He could have shortened it for me. That's what I think. He could have shortened that album for me.
I like the length of the album. I just didn't like the features. I didn't like the A Boogie feature. I didn't like the Wyatt Finn Lucci feature.
Yeah.
I heard him talk about he wanted to bridge gaps and this, that, and
that. I don't think Ross needs to bridge no gaps.
He likes the passion that them young dudes get into when they sing and stuff like that. So I understand that. But for me,
I don't think he needs
that. Not my cup of tea. I've heard people that said that they loved those verses, but I love Ross's verses on those songs. But as soon as they come in, I'm like, I'm out of there.
White Lies, Big Time are my top right now.
2 through 8, all fire.
I told you the one what's her name?
Summer Walker.
Summer Walker is one of my Summer Rain is crazy. Nice little flip on that. Overall, I said B, no plus or minuses. I got 7 songs in there that I know I'll play. When I mean, like, it's a play just like when it's like in my West Side Love 2 bag when I need to feel good, I can go right to it. Like White Lines, I can feel good every time I play it.
Yeah.
And so I will give Ross that. I thank Ross for giving us that, you know, that medicine, that Ross medicine. But I'll give him a B. Well, what about you?
I go, I'm dancing on B plus or A minus.
Okay.
If I was going out of 10, I would give him like an 8.9. So it was a really good album to me. Like I said, 2 through 8 is fire. And then after that, it's like, okay, boom, boom, boom. There's probably like 4 other songs after that that's fire. So out of like, out of 16, I say 12 in there that I consider fire songs.
But like I said,
so that's high quality.
Mine's on technicalities. Not the music was bad. It was that I think there was stuff I could have did without.
I think it could have been better, though. I agree that it could have been better. I think that I expected a little bit better. I expected this to immediately take the spot of being the Ross number one album to me. But it didn't do that. But it is really good.
If he gets if he does that 2 through 8 and gives me a better number one and cuts everything out, probably I probably like, that's a hard album.
I just would have put number one in like the middle.
Yeah. Because even based on
he said he wanted to get it out the way.
Because even based on the reviews, that probably I would have omitted from the album. Yeah.
He said he wanted to have that little Wale bounce. He wanted to get that street bounce, and he said he just wanted to put it in there, get it out the way, and get right to.
What you could have omitted that one. It's already a single. It's already in the streaming bag. It's already on our streaming sources. So if you want to hear it, it's already there.
Yeah.
Omitted. Give us the project. But yeah. I do give them a B.
Quality.
Music. Let's talk about that music.
Animation
I haven't been.
Too. Did you listen to that?
Yes, I did.
With Dom K.
Dom K. JDO5 was a highlight of the mixtape.
JDO5 was the highlight. I like the Warm Brew track on there. Dom has confidence. Is a quality Dom K track. There's
Nico. He gave me one.
I like Nico.
Nico gave me one.
I like Nico.
He gave me one. But the first couple, his first two, he died. I was like, I'm not feeling it. Then he came with that third one. I forgot the name of the song. I was like, thank you, Nico.
Yeah, I messed with Nico.
Overall, J305 really showed his shit. Like, it was just like, it was him.
Stand up, yeah.
Dom Kennedy gave me There was a song where I had to like really listen. Like, is that Dom or Jay? Like, I don't know if you probably know what I'm talking about. When Jay 3 or 5 is the beat is hard, but they're going back and forth. And I'm like, is that Dom or Jay?
I think
but
fire though.
That I'll give that one a. That's gonna get a C+.
I agree with that.
C+. I was gonna be biased to be BMI's, but I was like, there's no way it wasn't close to Ross.
Yeah.
At all. So it was a C. It was a C+.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, just because Dom, like, there was the beginning. We had talked how Dom was disappointed us in the first bars, and then Dom kind of got back in the pocket in the middle of it. I was like, right? Thank you.
Really, after the first track, and like from there, really, like I've gone back and you gotta. It's one of them other ones that you gotta listen to in a car.
And getting catches tape.
Like, oh, okay, this is what the vibe.
I see where you're going. I see the pocket. Yeah, I found your pocket.
But Confidence is his best song in there. Quality song.
But yeah, I definitely listened to that Young Nation for sure. We did. And so it was a solid project, but I give it C plus, but I will give it a replayability.
Yeah, play you that got, Confidence on today.
We got replayability. We're gonna go to Topgolf, so I might jump that in there.
Yeah.
So replayability. What else did we get?
RJ dropped an album. He's calling his debut album. He dropped his album. It's called On God last week.
I've heard that day.
18-20 nice. Tracks on there. I was disappointed, but let me say this: RJ keeps at least 4 to 6. Bangers.
I want to say this to RJ.
Bangers. You're singing too much, man.
I will say this to RJ. RJ's disappointment is not disappointment. It's just like, dang, you're right there. You could be. It's like good. You're supposed to be step. Like RJ. The way you rap, the way you are, bro. Yeah, you're a superstar talent. You're a superstar talent.
Yeah, yeah.
Like people need to hear what we hear.
You're perfect. Right. Like disappointment. Like it was trash.
You can still play. It's like you got to let people know what to hear. What we've been hearing. Like that. Please. Get rich, RJ. And he hates that. Everybody hates that. I hate when people say go to OAU, but let people hear what you got. Superstar talent. Get it out there. I like Rat Race. So I'm probably gonna like it a lot more than you.
Yeah,
I'm guaranteed.
I didn't like Rat Race.
I like Rat Race.
So check that out then, because I didn't like Rat Race at all. I was like, man.
Rat Race to me was a B+ song.
He got some fire on there. He got a song with Game and he got a song with Snoop that both of them songs is.
So, I mean, but yeah, RJ, we just waiting for you to just take it there, like, you know, break into that YG shell, that Ty Dolla $ign shell, that Mustard shell. Mustard just broke in that shell. Let's be real about that, too.
He didn't have no Mustard beats on it either.
But, yeah. But Mustard just broke into that superstar shell. Mustard is a superstar, but he just broke into where people want to see see Mustard
and
his beats.
I wonder how people that are close to Mustard feel about Mustard, because we've seen Choice vanish. We see RJ now with his second project that is very low on the Mustard production. So
YG fought him at one point.
Is he just like...
YG fought him at one point. Ty Dolla $ign is
LMA, and that's it.
Ty Dolla $ign made his own beats. So like, fuck it, I'm gonna make my own shit.
So I'm curious about that, but shout out to all of them.
Wooden Leathers to one of the top Ty Dolla $ign songs in the country.
Amazing. He did that show.
Oh yeah, the show we did went to.
Yes,
we did. We were seeing that shit hard.
He did that at the show.
That's shocking. That nobody knows that shit. Like years.
What?
I'm gonna play this Wooden Leather.
I couldn't believe he did that. Like, doing
we might
leather?
Bump that, but yeah, man. What else? What music you got there on the list?
This week we got Currency drop. Snoop dropped a project. I haven't sat with the Snoop yet. Currency got some fire on there. It's only 8 tracks. Take a listen to that.
I do listen to Currency now, which is crazy. I do listen to Currency. I'm a fan of Currency.
Go listen to his new thing. He got some vibes on there. Like really rapping in there, catching the pocket.
Currency and Wiz, as a grown man now, they talk to me different.
Next level.
It's good. Feels good music. So.
Snoop, want to thank me. That's the album. And ASAP Ferg dropped a project called Floor Seats. I was listening on the way over here. You got a couple things in there. You know I mess with Ferg, so... Yeah, it's a good little week. I'm trying to think of anything else that I left off that drop, but that's what we got, man.
It is what it is, man. You know what it is. 40 good minutes of good talk for the first show. It's good. You know how, as you guys know, it goes. As we get back, it's going to get longer, so I need y'all to sit back and get ready for those rides. AU Music 89, AU Music 89 on Instagram, AU Music 89 on Facebook, AU Music 89 on SoundCloud. Make sure you guys follow us at Fan Talk 0801. Make more importantly, Fan Talk 0801. Fan Talk 0801 on Gmail at gmail.com. Fan Talk 0801 on Instagram. Suggest things, suggest songs. Unsung Hero. We haven't had one. So if you got some unsung music, unsigned hero. If you got some music, shoot that music this way. And we'll tell you how to get the information to us so we can make sure we promote you the right way. That being said, man, Winner, what you got for that thing?
Yeah, I don't even know. Are we doing a track? Are we going to do track?
No, let's go. Okay. We're in a technical bag right now, so we're trying to figure out how we're going to do it. We're going to just throw it straight from the anchor right now. Your podcast is getting on Apple, so we got to figure that out.
Yeah, we up there.
But all in all, make sure y'all check us out. We're gonna try to go ahead and cast y'all out to the YouTube. It's gonna get better. I forgot that the camera was going. Our YouTube is finally going. Shout out to CY. He's officially joined the crew, and yeah man.
Let me get my get by though. You know what I mean? You know, I ain't even really say nothing. But you know what it is. Your boy Winner. Yeah, follow me on Twitter. Winner Reg. WinnaReg. Fan Talk. We back. It's been a minute, but we back. I wish I had a track for y'all, but you know I'm doing a lot of things. I'm not going to steer you wrong. You're normally that playbook. It's Winner Reg, man.
And we out this thing, boy. Boy!
Can you turn off the...